Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Zayin Shvat, 9th of January, Harav Matisio Lawrence Schlitter, topical theme, which is?
Saying the Parshas Hamon. Good morning, everybody. So this week, being Parshas Beshalach, we're now in, so we find in the Parshas Beshalach the Parsha of the Nemon. Kladi Yisrael were in the Midbar, and Kadosh Baruch Hu brought for them food daily, which lasted the entire time that they were in the Midbar. And this was, we know, a heavenly type of food. It wasn't a normal kind of food. And we've all learned, so the Medrashim have heard the different things that Chazal have to say about the special properties of the Mon. So I'm not going to go in today to discuss about the Mon itself. It's readily available, not the Mon, but the information about the Mon itself is readily available. One can read up and learn all about the Mon itself. What I'd like to talk about today is the Indian of saying the Parshas Hamon, which is something which is, people refer to it as some kind of skula. It's not a skula as such, it's something which is brought in halacha, and we're going to look at the various different sources for the idea of saying Parshas Hamon. And we're also going to look at the idea, it's become quite prevalent in recent times, people saying the Parshas Hamon specifically on the Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach. It's become quite a prevalent Indian that people do. And we're going to look at to see whether that actually has some kind of makor or it doesn't have any kind of makor whatsoever. So let's start with the makoris in halacha, as the halacha is paskind, and then we'll afterwards look backwards and see at the makoris for this. So the Torah says in Arachayim Simon Aleph, we don't have to turn many pages to get there. The Torah says in Arachayim Simon Aleph, V'toiv loima Parshas ha'akeda, u'parshas ha'mon, v'aseres ha'dibrois, u'parshas ha'kobonos, k'goin parshas ha'oila, u'mincha shlomim chatos v'oshom. So right at the beginning of the Seder Hayom, the person's daily program, the Torah lays out what we should be saying in the morning, and it talks about the brachas in the morning, brachas ha'shacha, and the lashon of the Torah, the wording of the Torah is v'toiv loima parshas ha'akeda. It is good to say the parsha of the Akeda and the parshas Hamon, the Aseres Hadibrois, and the parshas of the Korbanos. And you'll note that the wording of the Torah is not chayev loimar, it's not an obligation, but v'toiv loimar, it's a good thing to do. That's what the Torah says. Oh, so there's a big question whether it's before davening or after davening. The mashmos, of the way it's put there, it's the mashmos is, if you look at it in the Torah itself, it's all before davening. It's all before, or it's at least the beginning of davening, but not after davening. That's the mashmos over there, but we'll mention that maybe a little bit later on. The Beis Yosef there on the Torah says, it goes through the individual reasons why it is good to say the Parshas Hakeda, or the Mon, Kobonis, etc., Seres HaDibrois. So just taking out the point that he says about the Parshas Hamon, says the Beis Yosef over there, the Parshas Hamon kedei sheyamin shekol mezoinoisov boin loy bahashkocha. The reason why we would say the Parshas Hamon, why it's good to say it, is because a person should believe that all his mezoinois, that means all his food, which we would take to mean parnasa, his livelihood, comes to him, b'hashkocha. Hashkocha meaning divine providence, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is specifically looking out for him. He's looking after him. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mefarnes the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking over the world in general, but it is there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there looking out for each individual person and bringing the parnosa for each person. So that's the lashon of the Beis Yosef. Kedei sheyamin shekol mizoy meisov boim loy b'hashkocha. The halacha is then paskened in Shulchan Aruch, in the same place, in Simon Aleph Seif Hei, Toiv Loima Parshas Ha'akeda U'Parshas Hamon, V'Aseres Ha'dibrois U'Parshas Oila U'Mincho Shlomin Chatos V'Oshom. So again, the Shulchan Aruch chooses the same wording as the Tur, Toiv Loima, and includes along his list there the Parshas Hamon. The Magen Avraham there says an interesting thing. He's not going actually on this point regarding Parshas Hamon. He's actually referring to the Parsha of the Akedah. And he quotes Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Tzav. And Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Tzav says, She'ein dai ba'amira elo bebiur ha'parsha. So with regard to Parshas Ha'akedah, at least, he says that it's not sufficient just to say the words, but you actually have to have some kind of biur, some kind of understanding of what you are saying. Not just rattle off the words and hope for the best kind of thing, but rather you're actually saying the words with an understanding of what you're saying. V'yakir nifloyes Hashem. And you should be makir the nifloyes of Hashem. V'chein pirush masha omru kola oima tehidol adobid gimul pa'omim muftach lo yishuhu ben oilam habo. So we all know, famous quote from Chazal, that a person who says tehidol adobid, which is what we call Ashrei, three times a day, it also says there, Chazal say muftach lo yishuhu ben oilam habo. But again, that haftocha is given not for somebody who just rattles off the ashrei three times a day, but rather somebody who says it bebiur. He understands what he's saying. He's been into the mefarshim, understands what he's saying. Now, the Machzis HaShekel there points out that, I'll read you the following words of the Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel is a pirush on the Mogen Avraham. And he says, pirush b'pashas hamon hatam sha'al yedei zeh yivtach ba'Hashem. By saying the Parsha Samon, he will have bitochen in Hashem. V'yamin shekol advarim boim b'hashkochoso yisborach. So similar to the Beis Yosef, a little bit, a few more words, that then he will believe that all things come b'hashkocho, not just parnosos specifically, but everything. So the purpose of saying the Parsha Samon is to boost and improve the person's own middah of bitochen, their own belief and their emunah in Hashem. And afterwards he says, missing a couple of lines there of the Machzis HaShekel, he says, V'chein ba'amiras tehillo ledovid, ha'kavono sh'al yedei ha'amira, b'kavonos ha'lev, by saying tehillo ledovid, which is Ashrei, with kavonos ha'lev, yakir kitzas michaste ha'boire, he'll have at least some recognition, some appreciation of the chaste ha'boire, of the kindnesses that Hashem shows to us, and a little bit of Hashem's greatness. We can be toifus, we can appreciate very little of Hashem's greatness, but a little bit that we can, we should. He'll become very careful, very scrupulous about the words of Hashem, and he'll guard himself from chait. And if there's a sin in his hand, he'll distance it, he'll make it go far away. So it's quite clearly from the words over here that it's not some kind of magic potion that you can just say the words and then, yeah, get panosa and that's fine and we'll carry on. The idea over here is to be mechazik the person. The idea of saying the Parshas Hamon, and likewise with the other recommended things, Ashrei is more chiyuv rather than recommended, but all the things that Chazal say, that if you do this, then you will get panos, or you will do this, then you will get oilam habo. These things are designed to be mechazik us, to build us up and to bring us up to a higher level. And then we can deserve it. It's not just pressing the button, and therefore we get the thing that we are looking for. The Vilna Gaon there, on Shulchan Aruch, brings three makoris on the Parshas Hamon. He mentions three sources, a Gemara in Yuma, a Gemara in Soita, and a Mechilta, which is a Medrash on Sefer Shmois. And he turns our attention to the, firstly to the Gemara in Yuma. And this is a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Vov. And the Gaon, we know in the Biur HaGra on Shulchan Aruch, when he writes these references, he's trying to show us the earliest reference that he found, the earliest source for a particular halacha in Shulchan Aruch. He's not just telling you to look there, he's telling you to look there because this is the earliest source. And in fact, sometimes the Vilna Gaon will bring a different source to what the Shulchan Aruch itself is actually based on. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch, we know, is generally based on the Tur and the Beis Yosef. And sometimes the Gaon will even point you to a different Makor. He'll say that what the Shulchan Aruch is really coming from is not what's quoted in the Tur or the Beis Yosef. Sometimes it's actually a different place.
Is there a difference in the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch?
Well, the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, same with Machaba. Beis Yosef is much more Ba'arichus. He brings all the sources for what's written in the Tur. and all the opinions of the Rishonim backwards and forwards, and quotes that all for that. The Shulchan Aruch itself is really a summary of all of that, in very short, how he concluded at the end. After bringing all the different opinions, what is the halacha at the end of the day? But it's the same author. But sometimes the Vilna Gaon will point us to Makairis that the Torah himself didn't even bring, or the Shulchan Aruch didn't even bring. So the first Makairis that he brings is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Vav Omad Aleph. And it says there the following. Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asked him the following question. Mipnei ma lo yorad lohem yisrael mon pamachas bashono. Why didn't Hashem make it that the mon should come down once a year? Why make them go out? For those who had to go out, the Medrash says that some of them had to go out, some didn't have to go out, some had landed at the doorstep, it depended on their madriga. But why be matriach them every single day? Have one shipment. Yeah, the shipment arrives once a year of mon, you put it away, and don't worry about the fridge or the freezer. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of that. It's mon, don't forget, and will last you the whole year. Why did it need to come down every single day? That was the question the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked him. Omar lahem, so he said to them, Em shoy lachem mashal. I'll give you a mashal. I'll give you a parable. Lamar, lamar adav adayva. What is this comparable to? Lamar lech basav adam shiyesh loy ben echot. Imagine a king who has one son. Posak loy mizoynoysa pam achas bashono. And he says, I'm going to give him his food, but it's going to be a once a year ration. I'll give you whatever you need for the whole year, and here you go, take it. I'm not going to see you again for the rest of the year. Well, so it turns out that the son only visits the father once a year. When he wants to be able to get what he needs for the whole year, he'll just turn up there once a year. So the king said, okay, so let's have a different plan. I don't want to see my son just once a year. I'd like to see him a little bit more often. So I'll make it that the rations are given out every day, rather than giving him the whole lot for 1 year, all in one go, I will give him every single day what he needs. And the result was, obviously, that the son would come to the king, the prince would come every single day to visit the father. Somebody who's got 4 or 5 sons, he's worried and he says, maybe there'll be no mon tomorrow, maybe there'll be no panosa. V'nimtzu kulam meisim barav, and it will turn out that they'll all die in famine because there's no money to buy any food. Nimtzu kulam chavnim eslibam navim sheva shamayim. And therefore, by having them on every single day, from day to day, so you know that I've got my ration for today, but I haven't yet got my ration for tomorrow. Whereas if a person had it all stored up for the entire year, so then fine, he's got the stuff he needs for the whole year, and he can go there and take what he needs, but he's not having that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis. Therefore, Hashem decided to give the mon every day, like the king in the story gives the mezonos every single day. And that way, it creates a daily relationship with him. So it makes your focus on Hashem. If it's just given to you all in one go, when you just store it away and use it as you need, that wouldn't be an ideal way to develop a relationship with Hashem. So that's the first source that the Gaon brings to saying Parshas Hamon. Now, does it say anything in that Gemara about saying Parshas Hamon? No, it doesn't say anything about saying Parshas Hamon. What it says over there is a question, why did Hashem bring them on every single day, and not all in one go? But the Vilna Gaon tells us that that's a source for saying Parshas Hamon. So what's the Vilna Gaon telling us? Obviously, that just as in that story over there, we learned the idea that there's meant to be a daily connection with Hashem with regard to our Parnasa, and it wouldn't be good to have it given all in one go, but rather have it bit by bit, like the mom was given daily, day by day. So too, says the Gaon, that's the idea of saying the Parshas Hamon, to recreate that connection that we have with Hashem every single day, knowing that He is the one who's giving us our Parnasa. So although the Gemara doesn't say specifically about saying Parshas Hamon, the concept which the Gemara is telling us is what the idea of saying Parshas Hamon is, and that's why the Vilna Gaon sends us to that Gemara. There's a second Gemara which the Gaon brings, which is a Gemara in Sota Memches Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Eilu b'nei Adam shehein ma'aminim ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Sanya Rebbe Lezer ha-Godel Oymer, kol mi sheyesh loy pas besaloy, v'oymer ma'oichal u'mocho, einoy edo miktanei amono. So this is a well-known Ma'amal Chazal, it's ascribed to Rebbe Lezer ha-Godel, somebody who's got what he needs, literally bread in his basket, what he needs now, and he's constantly worrying, what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be tomorrow? That's miktani amono. It shows demonstrates a low level of bitachon. Amono is more bitachon rather than emuna, even though it's a similar word to emuna, but it more means bitachon. And that the Gaon again is sending us to that Gemara to show us that the idea of saying the Parsha Samon is to strengthen the person's bitachon on a daily basis. The third source that the Gaon sends us to is a mechilta. The Rebbe Yishmael, the Medrash on Shemois. And there, it also brings this idea, it brings a little machlokes over there, which I haven't got so much time to go into, but also mentions this same idea over there, kol mi sheyesh lo ma'yoichal hayoim, anyone who's got what he needs to eat today, v'ayim ma'yoichal l'mocha, hari ze mechusa amono. The same idea. Okay, so that's what the halacha says, the Vilna Gaon points us to these mekoros. Bottom line of halacha, so the Mishnah Berurah says, regarding Parshas Hamon, firstly he says you can say it on Shabbos, even though generally we don't daven for our personal needs on Shabbos, but he says you can say the Parshas Hamon even on Shabbos. Ve'ein dai ba'amira, edo she'yispoyne ma'ashehu oime ve'yake nifloyes Hashem. Again, the Mishnah Berurah brings this idea, it's not sufficient just to say the words, but one should understand and contemplate what one is actually saying, recognize the miracles of Hashem, the wonders of Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah also says the same thing regarding Ashrei, where Chazal say, Muvtachu shubin olam haba, gam kein ba'ofen zeh. You should say it also in this way that you're understanding what you're saying, and it's bringing you to a realization of Hashem and how Hashem looks out for each person every day.
On Shabbos, with or without the Yerotzon?
Yeah. Oh, so I get to that point. I was going to get to that point in a second. We know that in the Sidurim, if you look at the Parshas Hamon, so there's a short tefillah printed before, and there's a few tefillahs which are printed afterwards. Now, there's a question exactly where all these tefillahs really come from, and whether they should be said before the Parshas Hamon or afterwards. And there's opinions in both directions. So it seems to be whichever way you do it is fine. But on Shabbos, the Poskim advise not to say those tefillahs, because that's more specifically davening for our needs on Shabbos, which we don't do. So you would omit those tefillahs on Shabbos, but the actual Parshas Hamon from the Chumash, that one can say. Mishnah Berurah also says there, regarding the whole purpose of saying the Parshas Hamon, so he says, Kedei sheyamin, shekol mezoin eisov boim bashkocha protis, to believe that all your Panosa comes with the Hashkocha Protis, Bukadichsiv, Hamarbe, Loihedif, Hamamit, Loihechsiv. We know with the Mon, anybody who took more ended up not getting more. Somebody who took less got the right amount. So there's a miraculous over there. But what you see from that, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lahoira is She'im Ribui Hashtadlus Moyel Mu'uma. Doing too much of Hishtadlus, everyone has to do some Hishtadlus, but doing too much Hishtadlus doesn't actually help at all. As we see over there, those who took more didn't end up with more. They ended up with the fixed amount. Ve'isa b'Yerushalmi Brochus, and it says in Yerushalmi and Brochus, Kala oime Parshas Hamon, Muftach loy, Shaloy Yismatu Mezoinoisov. And it says, somebody who says Parshas Hamon, Mishnah Berurah says, "Muftach loy shlo yismatu mezoin yosef." It has a haftocha, an assurance that his food will not be diminished. Now, the interesting thing is, he quotes it from the Yerushalmi, and if you look in the earlier sources, they also quote this Yerushalmi. If you try and look in our Talmud Yerushalmi, you will not find this there. It doesn't say it there at all. Some have suggested that when the Poskim use the word Yerushalmi, they don't always mean the Talmud Yerushalmi, but they could mean certain Midrashim that originated in Eretz Yisrael. And the Midrashim which originated in Eretz Yisrael were also referred to as Yerushalmi as well. Exactly where this Midrash is, it's quoted. It doesn't seem to be found in an official text anywhere, but many Svarim do quote this idea that saying the Parshas Hamon gives a person a havtocha that his mezonos are not going to be diminished. The Tashbetz, who was one of the Rishonim who lived in Spain in the 1300s, quotes that Rishalmi, and he says, "Va'ani Oriv, I'm a guarantor." In other words, I can guarantee that this Rishalmi is true. That's a bit of a strange lashon, because every word of Chazal is actually true. So what he means is, presumably there, that he did this himself, and he experienced it himself, and he adds these words. Again, there's a question whether these are his words, or whether the words were found in the original source. We're not exactly sure. So, let's talk a little bit about the actual saying of this Parshas Hamon. The Sefer Seder Hayoyim, which was one of the Rishonim in the one of the sort of late Rishonim, early Achronim. So he lived in Tzfas in the 1500s, and he mentions the idea of saying the Parshas Hamon, and he says you should say it benachas ubetamim, to say it slowly, ubetamim and with the tamim. Again, there's a question what this means, the tamim. Does the tamim mean the trop? Does it mean the trop? Saying it, like, for example, one would lay it through, like it's brought in halacha, when you say kriya shema, some place can hold, it's better to say it with the trop. Is that what it means, the tamim? Because sometimes the word tamim means the trop. Or it could mean tamim as the way the Rishonim use the word tamim, which is
understanding.
Like the Ramban says very many times on Chumash and Ibn Ezra, the tam, it means the biur, the understanding, the havona of what you're actually saying. So either way, or both ways, would seem to be correct, that one should say it benachas, slowly, not gabbling it off, and also betamim, with an understanding of what you're saying. Also, being makbid to say it with a trop means that you get the punctuation correct, and you're actually saying it properly. That's also a mila of doing it that way. And then he says, v'yispalel v'yischanein sheyazmin panosa l'chol klal Yisrael amo Yisrael. So you're not davening actually only for yourself, but actually for everybody else at the same time. And this is the tefillah after you've said the Parshas Hamon. V'yispalel v'yischanein sheyazmin panosa l'chol klal Yisrael l'chol klal amo Yisrael. And upanososoi, panosos b'nei beisoi, b'chlolom, yours and your family, etc., that it should be benachas, v'loi b'tzah, b'chovod, v'loi b'bizoi, b'het, v'loi b'isa, as we find in certain the shyness of the tefillahs for panosa. Okay, so let's take it one little stage further, which is from the Sefer Me'il Tzedaka. The Sefer Me'il Tzedaka was a Rav who lived in a place called Izmir, and approximately 300 years ago. And he writes the following. He says, Hakoyre Parshas Hamon, b'chol yom. This is an Ois Tovshin Samach Aleph that he writes there. Somebody who says Parshas Hamon, b'chol yom, and this Havtocha seems to be for people who say it every day. Zoyche v'oyle al liboy, ha-chesed sho'ye Ois HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael. What he's remembering, what he's bringing to his mind, is the chesed that Hashem did with Klal Yisrael. Lahaz min panososom b'li omel v'toyrach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu brought their panosa without any omel and toyrach, without any effort or exertion. V'al yidei zechira zu hu mistabek ba'avoso yisborach. And through this zechira, this remembering of what Hashem did, a person makes himself much more connected to the love of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And what that does is, it affects a certain amount of tshuva within the person. It makes the person turn himself around a little bit, and it makes him make a kabbalah that he's going to keep Hashem's mitzvahs and the Torah. And by doing that, that is ma'ore rachamim im shamayim, umazminim loy panososai, and then they bring his panosa, and Shemaim will bring his panosa for him because he's been ma'ira himself. That's ma'ira in Shemaim. Kiven shebezochayr inin al panosa shepirneis hakodesh baruch hu as he saw b'midbar nichnas el hakodesh penima. Kind of takes himself into a very deep place in Shemaim. Lehod hakodesh baruch hu ulischazik b'tirosa. That's the purpose of the saying Parshas Hamon, and therefore he says, "Bidinhu she mipanosa yimashich loy panosa." So what happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then send it to him. That's what he says. So it actually has a very, very powerful effect. And later on he says, Parshas Hamon, Goyrem Shapanosos Hayom Shekori HaParsha Yazmino HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It actually directly causes the Shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send to him. Even if he does just a little bit. The effort which is saying this Parshas Hamon. Now, to finish off with, I was going to talk about this idea that seems to be very prevalent today, which I mentioned at the beginning of the Shia, of saying it on Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach. What is the source of this? Does this have any kind of source whatsoever? So, people say this in the name of Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov, the Rimanov Rebbe. Now, there's a sefer called the Luach Dovar Be'itoy, which comes out every year, and it's a huge, thick sefer, and every single day, he has all the things for that day, all the relevant halachas and times and zmanim and anything you want to know about that day. Yahrzeit, everything, that's what he says. Every year it comes out for that year. If you look in the early ones from about 30 years ago, I think, when it first came out, or even before that. So he writes over there that the very early ones, it's not there at all. The school is not written there at all. In the ones from about 30 years ago, he writes over there, B'shalim achroinois, Nishtage loyma b'shem Harav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov, Likroi Hayoim, Yom Gimel Parshas B'Shalach, as Parshas Hamon, Shnai Mikrav Echva Targum, Kaskula Leparnosa. Because again, some Sforim bring that it should be said Shnai Mikra Ve'echva Targum, as a Skula for Parnosa. So he writes, originally I didn't bring this at all, because I didn't have a Makoi for it at all. But it could be that he suggests, Ulai Hoysa Hashmua HaMakoiris, Likroi B'Yoim Gimel, Mi Parshas B'Shalach is Parshas Hamon. In other words, someone got the punctuation a little bit wrong. That it wasn't that he was saying to say on the Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach, the Parshas Hamon, but rather to say on Tuesdays, comma, from Parshas B'Shalach, the Parshas Hamon. Why Tuesday Dafko? And this means on a regular Tuesday, every single Tuesday. Because we find, in some Sidurim, you find the Ma'amodois, which are extra tefillis that people say on each day of the week, different tefillis. You find that Yom Shlishi, Tuesday, is much more Mesugul for Inyoni Parnosa. Because that was the day that Kosh Baruch Hu created, the Ma'aseh Bereishis, he created the Tzemachim and the things that grow and the Peirois. They were created on Tuesday. So Tuesday is a day which is to do with produce and parnosa. And therefore, it could be that the original source was not to say it on Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach, but to say on Tuesdays, the bit of Parshas B'Shalach which talks about the mod. That's what he suggests was possibly the original Makoi for this. And it writes it in the Sefer Shevet Musa. Shevet Musa is a very big sefer, from a few hundred years ago, by the author of the Me'il Tzedakah, who we quoted before. He then says that he went to check with people who lived in Rimanov before the war. And he went to ask them, have you ever heard of this skula of saying Parshas Hamon on the Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach? So he went to check with the people who came from Europe, from Rimanov before the war, and none of them had heard of it. So it's a very strange thing. If this was a skula of Menachem Mendel Mirimanov, who did talk a lot about Parshas Hamon in his Sforim, in where he's quoted, but it seems to be that people who came from that place didn't know about this at all, and only heard of it when they came later to other countries, to Eretz Yisrael, years later. So therefore, he said that probably this doesn't have, this Makoi is not so accurate. That's what he said at that time. In later editions of this Sefer, Luach Devar Dovar Be'itoy, so he writes there that a Sefer was published of the things that the Rimanov wrote, and it's called Yalkut Menachem. There's two Svarim, one is called Menachem Tzien, and one is called Yalkut Menachem. They're both bound together in the same Sefer. And in the Sefer called Yalkut Menachem, in the newer version of it, he writes there that he heard this from somebody called Rav Weinberger, who heard it from Rav Shlomo Yehuda Weinberger, who heard it from Rav Sholom Mistropkov, who heard it from the Rimanova. And that's the only source that we have of this idea that the Menachem Mendel Mirimanov said to say the Parshas Hamon on Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach. That's the only source, And it seems to be that the people from Rimmon have never heard of this at all. So whether this is clearly accurate or something has got a little bit changed over the Doiris, we're not exactly sure. But what's brought in Sforim to conclude is the idea of saying Parshas Hamon every day. It's not specifically, you know, once a year on Tuesday, Parshas Beshalach, 3 minutes before Shkia, and you're looking at your watch, and I'm going to get it in. And it's not really what it's all about. It's much more about saying it every single day, and understanding what a person is saying, and taking to heart the messages of the Parshas Hamon, and being mechazik one's emunah and bitochen. That really is the idea of saying the Parshas Hamon.